Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Why aren't the kids reading anymore? That's the question. Why aren't parents reading to their kids? Because the libraries are still open. Barnes & Noble is open. Kindles are selling. Audible is selling. So there's no reason that people are avoiding reading. There's a book app that you can have on your iPad that you could put on your kid's iPad. How many parents have a bookshelf in their home with children books? A dictionary. Most of the adult reading material is at a 10th grade level. And most adults are not even reading on that level. I work in the insurance industry, and a lot of the coworkers that talk to me or type to me, they type and they talk like third graders. So our lack is showing, and it speaks volumes of why there is so much miscommunication and why children are lowering every year of how they read and how they communicate and how they comprehend English. Writing, testing, questions. You can't Google your way through life. You can't rely on your mom or your dad to come do it for you. There was a poll that was saying a lot of younger people who are coming in for job interviews are bringing their parents with them. You can't do that. Your kids will read better if you talk to them more, face to face. If you read yourself and be an example, if you let them read to you. We can't sit here and keep blaming the school system or the teachers not doing their job adequately enough, because they're doing the best that they can, most of them. I think having over 20 students in one class and expecting all of them to be on the same level of learning is ridiculous. So let's talk. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. Personally, I believe that comprehension is more important than you just communicating. Because if I take myself out of the United States, where I was born and raised, and my first language is English, and I go to Tokyo and I don't know the language, no matter how many people communicate with me, if I do not understand the language, if I cannot read in their language, them communicating to me doesn't matter. It's how I comprehend what I'm being told, what I'm reading, right? So comprehension is very important. In order for children to learn about differences, new vocabulary, and complex changes, they have to be able to comprehend. But before they can comprehend, they have to be able to read. The U.S. literacy rate from last year was 79%. And I do not believe that the kids in the U.S. have a limited access to books. It's a lack of encouragement for them to read and access those books. A lot of parents have more toys and computers. And
for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Smart TVs and devices in their home, and they do not have children books. They do not have a children's dictionary. They do not read themselves. The Wi-Fi is everywhere. Parents don't set the time or the space to read to their kids, and that's a big problem. If you have time for Netflix when you get home, Stars when you get home, your children have time for Cartoon Network, you have time to have TVs in every room. You have time to allow your child to read to you for at least 30 minutes to an hour per day. You have to make the time. Teachers' classes, to me, like I said, are too big. The focus to make sure each kid is getting what they need out of the day, out of the material that's being given, is too hard to have within 30 to 45 minutes per class. There's a lot of 17-year-olds that can't tell time. There's a lot of sophomores who are going to come out of high school who are reading on a third grade level. Are we surprised that a lot of contracts are being signed by young people who cannot read? Remote learning did not help in 2019 till now in the U.S. But I think what remote learning did do is give parents a true glimpse into how horrible their child is doing as far as reading, writing, knowing the basics, math. How they comprehend the information, how they memorize the material given, how they learn, how they pay attention. They were starting to understand the frustrations that their teachers are having with their children because they were at home with their children more and more. So we have to help our kids understand what they're reading and how to think through what's being asked for the best response. How children write depends heavily on how well they can read. And until we make that connection, our generation coming up behind us will suffer. We have to spend the time. We can't just send our kids to school and think school is going to teach them everything they need to know. Parents are their children's first teachers. There's no getting around that.
Psst, hope that you're enjoying the show, but I have some messages.
Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This podcast has been brought to you by Table Topics. If you would like your own conversation starter cards, you go to tabletopics.com and use my code in all caps, SHANBPODDEN, for 15% off to get your own Table Topic stack delivered to you or a friend or for a gift. Also, if you're thinking about podcasting or you just want to organize your thoughts or do better in marketing or do better in getting questions for your guests, great. I love it. I have some podcast workbooks that you can write in, take with you. They're very lightweight. You can bend them. You can even store them with your laptop. It doesn't matter. On lulu.com. You can find all the links on shambipodden.com. And if you would like to support this podcast even further, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify or CastBox or even Good Pods to let me know what you think about the show. It helps me out a whole bunch. And if you would like to get your merch, because I did do some new merch, check out Cozy Womb Shop with Teespring. That link is also on shambipodden.com. Now back to the show. In the U.S., the state with the highest literacy rate is Washington, D.C., right? And 54% of American adults read below a sixth grade level. So that means 1 in 5 read at a third grade level by 2023. So this year's rate hasn't come out yet, but that's horrible. So what do we need to do? I came up with some ideas of what we need to do. No matter what your age is, old or young, in between or not, you need to be doing flashcards. You could do them by yourself. You could do them with the family, but you need to be doing flashcards. You need to be practicing with memory games. You need to be actively listening to your children. Read to your children. Have your children read to you. Do more bookstore visits than going to GameStop, than going to the trampoline place. Go to your local library. Teach your child how to fill out the application for their own library card. Ask your children what they need. Ask your children what they want to read, what they think they would like. Be honest about how your child is struggling and work with their teachers. Be in communication with their teachers. Ask if there's any tutors that will help with reading. I know the girls' school does offer free tutoring right now, but because both of them are on honor roll and reading way above their reading level, they don't need to go. Right? But I've worked with the girls all through the summer, all through the year. I ask the questions when they get home. How was your day? Do you have any homework? I give them an hour to decompress. By 4 o'clock, they're doing homework. And if they don't have homework, I have worksheets and books for their next age up, their next grade up for them to do. They're never not able to do something in here, whether it's creative, whether it's academic, whether it's a thinking game or a crossword puzzle or a puzzle by itself. I'm always looking for ways to help their minds work. Does your child need speech? Are there certain letters that your child has trouble saying or hearing? Choose books that are on your child's reading level. Your child may be in the sixth grade, but if their reading level is at a third grade level, you're going to have to get them third grade level books. They can work their way up, but you have to get them third grade level books. Books on tape is something that I loved as a kid, that they still provide those. Online, you can order them. Or you can go to your local library and you could check those books out. Okay? Do less games, less TV, more books, more writing, more conversations with your children face to face. A lot of kids today, they go for their interview and they do not know how to hold a conversation and look the person at the job in their face while they talk to them. Sitting on a lot of devices and your child is always FaceTiming somebody or your child is always texting has a bad result after that because they don't learn interpersonal skills. They don't learn how to schedule to meet someone somewhere, show up and engage with them at a level that they should be able to engage with them. There's a reason why we are not supposed to constantly be on devices, constantly be absorbed in going to work, getting to work, coming home from work, turning on the TV. If we're not in front of the TV or in front of a computer, scrolling through our phones all day, we're not engaging with other human beings. And then we get to points in our life where we have to engage with other human beings and it's awkward. So spend the time and read with your kid. Spend the time and let your child read to you. But the blame cannot solely be on the school system. The blame can be on the teachers. You have to show up in your child's life. You have to make the time. You have to make the space for them. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you are doing the work, if you are consistently showing up for your child, I am not talking to you. But if there is someone who is constantly trying to blame someone else on where their child is academically, please send this episode to them. I'm not telling you this to make you feel bad. I'm telling you this because the numbers do not lie. This did not happen overnight. The public school system was not created to make sure your children are at their best. So the public school system in the United States is very much bare minimum. Even if you pay buku dollars and you send your child to private school, they're going to teach what they're supposed to teach, but depending on your child's personality and their reading level, and how they pay attention and take in information, you still have to do the work. You still have to show up and make space for your child. Stop expecting other people to raise your children. That's not real. That's not reliable. And if your child fails, it is not one person that did that. It is a group effort. But thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. This is a podcast about being a better parent and how you can be better. And if you're around a child, how you can impact a child to be better. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please read to these kids. Please have these kids read to you. It goes a long way. There are people who are the elderly graduating from high school still and learning how to read. Because learning how to read for Black people in the United States was a crime at one time, but it's not a crime anymore. Learn how to read and teach your family how to read.